Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. It was thought that Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Stivers was going to run for the open U.S. Senate race, especially after raising almost $1.5 million in the first quarter of this year. Mr. Stivers' career direction totally changed this week, however, as he announced that there won't be a Senate campaign and he will resign from Congress next month. Mr. Stivers will leave office to run the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. This means we will see yet another House vacancy. Upon filling the Louisiana open seat, we will have 5 congressional vacancies, 3 Democratic and 2 Republican. The risking party should retain all the seats, but we will see 5 more special congressional elections before the year concludes. Expect this one to be run concurrently with Ohio's other vacant seat, meaning a partisan primary in early August and a special general election on November 2nd. Though the special election to replace the late Florida Democratic Congressman Alcee Hastings has yet to be scheduled, no less than 10 Democrats have already announced their candidacies to compete for what is one of the party's safest Sunshine State seats. The 20th District occupies much of the area between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Already we see 2 sitting state legislators, 2 incumbent county commissioners, and a former county commissioner among the contenders. We can count on a very active special Democratic primary. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will schedule the election, and it's expected to have a long cycle calendar. A strong, budding Republican gubernatorial primary in Georgia is now underway. Former DeKalb County executive and ex-state representative Vernon Jones, who served as a Democrat but switched to the Republican Party to become a vocal African-American supporter of ex-President Donald Trump, announced that he will challenge Governor Brian Kemp in next year's Georgia Republican primary. With much of the Republican base turning against Kemp over the election controversy, a race between the incumbent and Mr. Jones will be very interesting. Expect Mr. Jones to attract large support within the Georgia Trump Republican base. Back in Ohio, Democrats will be featuring a battle between 2 mayors for the right to challenge Republican Governor Mike DeWine next year. During the week, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley said she will enter the Democratic gubernatorial primary. In response to her announcement, Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley says he too will soon make a formal declaration of his own candidacy. Finally, the University of Texas at Tyler conducted a poll for the Dallas Morning News, testing how well actor Matthew McConaughey would fare against Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott in a general election. Mr. McConaughey has mused about running for governor. The poll results show McConaughey actually leading Governor Abbott 45-33% in an early ballot test. While this does show some weakness for the incumbent as he prepares to run for a third term, it's not uncommon to see well-known celebrities leading politicians in early polling. This does suggest, however, that the Texas governor's race is becoming one to watch. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.